Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Hey, I always like to start with something interesting. And if you think that your cell phone coverage is bad, now imagine what it would be on the moon. That's right. Turns out you just might get more bars on the moon very soon, because to the rescue is Nokia. They're launching the first lunar 4G network on the moon. I mean, that's a sentence I never thought I would say ever. They say it's going to help with research and could support a human colony on the moon. That's what they say, because we can't live anywhere without Wordle, Twitter, and Luna TikTok. I get it, Luna TikTok. I know, I heard you laugh. And on that happy note, welcome to the nation's largest, most trusted source about all things digital. I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you. And let me tell you, big tech's not your friend, but I am. And that's why I'm here every single day to help you become more tech savvy and more tech aware. And if you're a new listener to the show, welcome. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Now, you can find the show on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can also find it streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7 over at getkim.com. And let me tell you, in case you've never checked it out, there's a free 30-day trial right there. And we offer discounts for seniors, for service personnel, teachers, active military vets. It seems like anybody under the sun can get a discount. So that's over at getkim.com. And a special shout out goes to our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force in 175 different countries. And if you ever want to drop me your question for me to answer here on the show, that's super easy. Just head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right, every single day, let me tell you, I drop by at least 30 different sites to make sure you're up to date on all things digital, and so am I. This is part of the show where I like to talk about things that you may be interacting with, maybe some consumer tech. Now, let's talk about ChatGPT, because in the past, when you asked ChatGPT about what was going on in 2022, they were like, we don't have that knowledge base. It was restricted up to what happened until 2021. So that's all changed. It's now current, up to date. Sometimes, I will tell you that. I mean, I would not believe it with a grain of salt. I was looking up some information to an interview, and I said, what's the guy's current book? And actually, they gave me a book that was written like 2 years ago. It wasn't his current book. So anyway, just make sure that you fact check whatever you get over there. But it's all changing. This past week, ChatGPT's parent company, OpenAI, they announced that it's rolling out something called plugins. Now, ChatGPT plugins, let me explain what they are. You know how, like, you have your phone, and then if you want to add more functionality to your phone, is that you go download an app. Okay. If you want to add more functionality to ChatGPT, you can get a plugin. And so developers are using these plugins, and then they're releasing their own version of ChatGPT. So, like, there's one called Pennyworth. So this way you can order groceries on Instacart, you can book hotel rooms, you can make reservations on OpenTable. You just say, hey, I need this, and then it'll go out and do everything that you want it to do. One of the other things that you can do right now that's actually pretty cool is that you can have ChefGPT. I don't know if you heard about this. With ChefGPT, you take a picture, imagine this, of what's in your refrigerator, and then ChefGPT will come back and give you all the recipes and anything that you need in order to make that dish. Anything that you have in your refrigerator comes up with it. It's actually pretty cool. We have a link to some of these over on the website at komando.com. All right, next on our list, Google rolled out a few updates because of all the fake news and the deep fakes and the clickbait. I mean, it's really hard for us to say what's true and what's real anymore. So Google says, yes, we are here to help you. They just rolled out something called Perspectives and About This Author. Perspectives say that it will help you find articles from trustworthy voices and journalists, and actually going to put it in a carousel format. If you maybe you've seen that, maybe you're not. It might be just rolling out to you soon. They also have About This Author. So again, just tap the three dots next to the result, and then you can learn more about whoever wrote that. And the company also announced, yeah, thanks for this, when you're sitting there at your computer on your phone or on your laptop or tablet, is that if it's going to be too hot for you to go outside, it's going to give you a warning. Just too hot for you to go outside, so you should just stay inside and just hang out with us here over at Google. I mean, thinking about back in the day, we didn't have Google, right? But what, those family reunions and the Christmas dinners and Thanksgiving, you know who we always had? Yeah, that crazy drunk uncle. You know who I'm talking about, because you had one too. All right, next on our list at number three, kick it to the curb. That's right. Amazon just opened up its Sidewalk network for anyone to track all of their connected gadgets. What? Not just Amazon products, anything, any single thing. All right, what is Sidewalk? It's Amazon's what they call neighborhood network. So when you put an Amazon internet-connected gadget inside your home, Amazon takes a little tiny piece of your internet, and so that this way they can say, oh, I can use Kim's internet, I can use John's internet, I can use Jeremy's internet, and so that this way there'll be no lapse in any coverage. Now, they've been so wildly successful at it that this Amazon Sidewalk network covers 90% of all neighborhoods, which just amazing. So what's my take? Here's the deal. We don't really know how secure it is. Amazon says this whole network is secure, but there are inherent privacy risks because anything on the internet is hackable. So you are opt in automatically and you have to opt out. That's right. You may not even know that you're doing this. So what you want to do is open your Alexa app and then get over to the Amazon Sidewalk settings. You want to turn that off. And if you're not sure exactly how to do all that, just hit the website, commando.com, and search for Amazon Sidewalk. Turn it off, and we've got a whole bunch of tips that will pop right up for you. Moving on to number four, talking about Starlink and SpaceX. Wow, what a phenomenal feat of technology that is, blanketing the entire world with internet access. And here in the United States, if you're in rural America, and you are sitting there saying, oh, I wish I get a faster internet and wasn't so expensive as Hughes. Well, that's where you want to take a look at Starlink. And $600 for the gear and about $120 a month. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is that they have been so wildly successful that people are complaining that, well, what's going on with my coverage? I'm not really getting the speed that I used to. Well, SpaceX says this past week that they have now upped the lowest version of the speed, and so now it's going to be best efforts. And so if you're having maybe some slowdowns, you might just want to take a moment and just reboot everything so that this way you get any type of latest firmware updates and good stuff like that, and kind of clear it all out. And finally, this coming in at number five, let's talk about something good that's happening in the world. Back in 2014, a woman by the name of Kim Pratt learned that her kidneys were failing. She put in 5 grueling years on dialysis, just going through it every single day. And getting a kidney isn't easy because you always need a good Samaritan to step in. So Kim took to Facebook and created some posts, a plea for a new kidney. One was called A Kidney for Kim. And that's when CJ Johnston, total stranger, caught wind of the situation. And then she thought to herself, someone's going to help this woman out. Then a couple of weeks later, she's like, no one helped this woman out. So maybe I should help this woman out. So she donated her kidney to Kim, and then fast forward 4 years, Kim says she's thriving post-transplant, and all this was made possible by a random stranger on a Facebook post. But wait, it happened in another place. An Uber driver picked up a guy by the name of Bill Simelli, 71 years old. Tim Letts is the 33-year-old Uber driver. And they start talking while they're driving, and the guy, Tim's taking Bill home after their dialysis treatment. And on this 30-minute drive back to Bill's house, Tim says to him, you know what? I'm going to give you a kidney. I'm going to give you one of mine. What do you think? And Bill got the kidney from his Uber driver, and everything's going great. And wow, talk about a ride of a lifetime. All right, we're going to talk about how you can dump your ex for good on your phone in case you're in the middle of a divorce or just a bad breakup. Oh, we have our trivia question of the week, and I'm going to give you a hint. It has to do with websites and growth. That's all I'm going to say. And then on our money tip, we have some quick and easy ways to save money when you're shopping on Amazon. And then later on, we have some more tips and phone calls that you don't want to miss here on Kim Komando Today. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And as always, you can always drop me your questions right on the website, commando.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. So we rolled out our new newsletters this past week. And, well, thank you so much for all your support. Over 400,000 people trust us every single morning to get their tech news. And if you're not one of them, the new newsletters are just a home run. I mean, it's a product that I am so incredibly proud of, and the team behind it. We've been working so diligent. And so if you haven't gotten our newsletters lately, make sure you head over to commando.com/subscribe. You're going to love them. Absolutely. Commando.com/subscribe. Not so many newsletters, no ads, and we got a lot of content. Well, there's one ad per issue. I mean, we got to pay the bills. So that's commando.com/subscribe. All right. How about we start with Orion in Peoria, Illinois? Hello there, Orion.
Yeah. So I purchased OptiGuard security, home security cameras from a YouTube QR code. And they seemed like they were, it was like different than the other sort of security cameras that I'd been researching. So I went ahead and I purchased some of those. And when I was going through the website to purchase them, they offered me other things. So I ended up with like five cameras and four door sensors for about $212.
That's cheap.
Yeah, I thought that was really cheap for the type of camera that it was. So what they do, screw into a typical or standard light bulb socket. So you do have to have that in your on your front porch step or in the back, wherever you're going to mount them. But anyway, as I found out, as I got the confirmation email, they were coming from China, Shenzhen, and I thought, oh boy, I think maybe I made a mistake. So I sent them an email, said I wanted to cancel the order. They said, well, it's en route. So when I got the cameras, I got them in a week. I did try one, but I had to download the CloudBirds app from the Apple Store, the App Store, and they wanted access.
Okay, so are you worried because these cameras are coming from China?
Yeah, because of the hardware, it seemed like, well, maybe there's something embedded in the hardware where they could data harvest.
Or in the app?
Or the app, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so hard, isn't it? Because it seems like every piece of our lives is now manufactured in China. And with the Chinese spy balloon, and then we have TikTok that really just reports everything back to communist China. I mean, I'm 100% with you. I'm looking around saying, okay, what more do they know? And how much data are we going to give them? And it's a valid concern to say, if these cameras are coming from China and the app is also coming from China, or even if it's here in the United States, but it's working with a Chinese camera, how much data are they getting? So, you know, conceptually, could they get access to everything? They could, 100%.
Oh.
So if that being the case, is that you want to make sure that your home network is properly secured, you got strong and unique passwords, you keep all the firmware, software up to date. You know, change all your login credentials with, you know, unique passwords. You might want to double check to make sure the firewall is working and look at any logs to see if anything's going in and out as far as traffic, and maybe look at MAC address to see if there's anything else that maybe that you're like, I don't know what the heck that is.
Okay.
And if that sounds like, if that all sounds like too much of a headache, is that's, I think, why our sponsor Simply Save, their sales are going through the roof lately, because, you know, everything is headquartered and done in Boston, Massachusetts, in the United States of America. So if you have a Simply Safe security system, you've got the sensors, you got the cameras. And when, well, by the way, I like the Simply Safe cameras because they also have a shutter. So if you have one inside, you can just hit that shutter and, you know, like nothing's being recorded, by the way.
Okay.
Is that you know that everything is happening in it's happening here in the United States. And so if you're concerned about the Chinese surveillance, but you still want to get great security for your home, that's not just cameras, there's sensors. And you put these sensors on just about anything. I have them on a gun safe. I had them on my mom's medicine cabinet, and it really does give you peace of mind, is go with American products. That's simplysafekim.com. Once again, simplysafekim.com. You can configure your system, whatever that you need. And it's DIY. You do it yourself. It's easy to do. If you're in an apartment, you can take it with you. And I think right now is you get 20% off with interactive monitoring. And again, that's simplysafekim.com. Once again, simplysafekim.com. Over at the website, we do have a list of Chinese companies that you might not want to be giving them your, I guess you'd say, your data, your money, putting them inside your home. And again, that's over on the website at commando.com. All right. When you used to get rid of your ex, it was pretty much a clean break, right? I mean, you boxed up their stuff and their books and their underwear and you put it on the curb and that was it. Well, that's not the way it is anymore because our digital lives are so intertwined. And once the love of your life becomes an ex, you need to make sure that you take certain steps. So the insider secret is one that you might want to do is to stop seeing your ex's photo for good. So this way, when you look at your phone, you're like, oh, do I have to see pictures of us hand in hand and lovey-dovey? No, it's very painful. So iOS 16 has something called breakup mode. That's right. You find a picture of the person who's just out of your life and then click the three dots in the upper right-hand corner and you can tap feature this person less and bingo. And then there you have it. You also have the option to say never feature this person again too. Now, if you're using Google Photo Memories, you're not stuck either. You can hide people. You can also hide your pets. So go to photo settings and then memories and then hide people or pets. Select the person you want to hide for good. And by the way, those photos are not deleted from your library. They're just hidden from view. And as always, if you need those steps, we have them on the website. Hey, our trivia question of the week is just moments away. Put on your thinking cap. It's a tough one. It's here on Kim Commando Today. Get your brain cells ready for an epic challenge here on Commanding the Tech World Trivia. Because this isn't your average quiz game. You're going to need to put on your thinking cap and really engage that brain power. Because we're thrilled to have a special guest contestant joining us who is going to compete for the ultimate prize, the much coveted Kim Commando Show Fanny Pack. Joni from Peoria, Illinois, are you ready to put your tech knowledge to the test?
Yes, I am, Kim. I don't know much about tech, but let's go for it.
All right. Well, what we're going to talk about in our trivia question are the fastest growing websites ever because they had the right combination at just the right time. Maybe it was the need, the technology, the world events, but whatever it was, this website was an instant success. So I'm going to give you four different choices, and then it's up to you to decide which of the following sites grew the fastest in the shortest amount of time. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So we have four choices. Our first one is Instagram. And this is the photo sharing app that launched in 2010. Or was it YouTube, the video sharing platform that launched in 2005 that was acquired by Google? Was it Facebook that launched in 2004? Or was it Twitter that launched in 2006? So which website grew the fastest in the shortest amount of time? So was it Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter? So what do you think, Joni? Now remember, I know it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure here. We have millions and millions of people listening, and then there's that fanny pack, you know, worth $25, just, you know, sitting on the wayside with your name on it. So which one is it? Which one is it, Joni?
It is just a guess because I have no clue. I'm going to say YouTube.
Okay, so final answer?
Well, let me go to Kim and ask my friend Kim. I'll go with YouTube, but I'm sure that's maybe Facebook, maybe Twitter,
Wait, Joni. What did you just say? Did you say Facebook?
I
think
say
Joni
Facebook.
Is saying
yeah,
Facebook.
I did.
She did.
Say Facebook. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So let's go to the judges. Let's see. Is Joni right with Facebook?
Yeah!
You got it, Joni. That's right. Facebook. Get this. It grew from 1.5 million unique users to 6 million unique users in just 1 month. Just 1 month. Isn't that crazy? Then, of course, we all know about Zoom because when COVID hit, nobody really knew about Zoom. And I thought this is kind of interesting. In December of 2019, when all of us were still living our normal lives, right? Zoom had 10 million daily users. And in April of 2020, just think about this, if this was your business, in April of 2020, they had over 300 million daily users. Whoa. Could you imagine? Wow. I don't know how you keep up with that. Crazy stuff. All right. So a Kim Komando Show fanny pack is coming your way to Peoria, Illinois, Joni. And I know you have a question for me. So how can I help out?
Well, first of all, Kim, I just want to tell you how excited I am to talk to you. I have been listening to you since the late 90s. Love getting your emails and your daily tech updates. So this is why I'm relying on you for some help. I will be going on an Alaskan cruise and thinking about leaving my cameras at home and just taking my iPhone 14 Max Pro. And I know it has a good camera on it, but I was thinking that maybe looking for some lens attachments.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been out on the website. I found some at Sandmark Photography. It has a filter and two lenses, but they're really pricey. So I really wanted your thoughts, you know. I don't want to spend a fortune on them, but I do want to get some good pictures while I'm on the cruise.
You know, it's an interesting thought, isn't it? I mean, because we have a really powerful camera sitting right on our phone that we keep in our pocket at all times, right? And so what is really the sense of carrying SLR or any other type of camera when you have this one right in your pocket? And it's a dilemma because, you know, you don't want to miss that moment, right? Because you're saying, okay, well, what else can I do to make this camera even more wonderful than what it is? Now, Sandmark, I have to tell you, their lenses are pretty high end. But when you start looking at the quality that you're going to get from it, you do get a better quality than, say, a company, say, like Moment lenses or the OL Clip or even the Aukey Aura, which are also, they make some lenses. But what I like about the Sandmark is that you can get all different kinds of lenses, like you mentioned. Like, for example, you're going to want a wide-angle lens because you're going to want to capture the beautiful landscapes in Alaska and the glaciers and things like that. A telephoto lens as well. They have a macro lens, a fisheye lens. And the one thing that I will caution you is that before you go on this trip, Joni, spend some time taking the lenses on, putting the lenses on, rather, and then taking them off, because there's a knack to this. Because I've done it myself, and sometimes it's like you have to twist it just a little bit, then push it, and then to get it off, you're like, oh my gosh, I hope I'm not going to break it, right? But it does take some practice. So I would say, you know what, if this is like a trip of a lifetime, you saved a long time for this, go ahead and spend the $300 for the lenses. Because it's not something that you're going to use them again, right? And I think you're going to find that you're going to use them more often because, again, you have this in your pocket and you're able to use it at, say, family functions, reunions, weddings, you know, whatever it may be. Now, a couple of other things is that you want to bring a portable charger, of course, a tripod, because this way you can set it up. And they also have something called a camera slider. Now, those are super sweet. What it is, it's a holder for your phone with the lens. And then as you want to take pictures, instead of you like holding your hand, even if it's on a stabilizer, is that you can just put this down on a table and then just slide the camera back and forth. It's actually kind of a sweet little gadget. But when are you going?
Actually, we are not going until next June. It'll be our 50th wedding anniversary. So I've got some plenty of time to, and that's why I thought, well, let's get these lenses and start practicing with them. It's going to be once and done because my husband's not real excited about going on a cruise. But
come on.
I'm going to put him on the, well, he thinks he's going to go on the Titanic, and I promise him we're not. So.
Yeah, tell him it's not the COVID Express. It's not the Titanic. Okay. Okay. Here, I got a great joke for you. It's all about Alaska. Okay. You ready, Joni? Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. So the parents say, "We don't know how else to tell you. The kids, you're all adopted. Your actual parents are from Alaska." And one of the kids stands up and says, "Oh, Mom and Dad, I knew it all along." Get it? All right. Inuit?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, knew it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yes.
Hey, listen, have a great trip. Send me some pictures. And boy, you're a pre-planner. Wait. I'm so jealous of you, Joni. Normally, I don't plan anything like cameras and lenses until it's like a week or so before I have to go. But congratulations on you and that 50th anniversary. That's fabulous. All right, here's the deal. Even if you're not a fan of Amazon, because I get email from you guys and gals from time to time, you have to admit that it's really easy and convenient to shop on Amazon. And here are some ways that you can save some money. Number one, get an Amazon business account. It gives you perks that the regular Prime account doesn't have. You get exclusive discounts, and then you can also sell products and services to other businesses. And then you get free shipping. You get access to the Prime Day deals, Lightning deals, and Prime Early Access. Which, speaking of, are those Lightning deals. They happen all the time. You just have to check the homepage. And also, what I want you to do is Camel, Camel, Camel. This way you remember what you're looking for, and then when the price comes down, you get an automatic alert. So like, for example, a smart speaker can be on sale for 75% off for the next 3 hours or whenever it sells out. So if you see a deal, you just have to grab it. Next on our list are coupons. I know you're like, what? Yes. Amazon has a whole coupon section. In addition to that, when you're buying things, you may see a little box that says, click here to save 5% and get the coupon. You're like, ooh, I like that. And if you want to save some money, maybe you don't get next day delivery. If you want to delay your shipment from arriving to, say, Amazon Prime Day, you can often get, say, a dollar out of a digital download or something like that. Now, the Amazon credit card, this is really interesting. If you're on Amazon a lot, you really ought to check this out. You get 5% cash back on Amazon purchases, which is a lot, 2% back at restaurants, gas stations, and drugstores, 1% back on all of their purchases, and then you get 10% back on some Prime products. And then there's also, finally, one other way to score discounted products, and that's the Amazon warehouse. Now, if you've never checked that out, that's where, if you ever wondered where the refurbished electronics end up or that stuff that people send back or trade in, it's in the Amazon warehouse, and you can save some big money. And make sure that you check the return policies, because sometimes it's like only like maybe 30 days, other times it's like 90 days on some different products. Anyway, to learn more about this, as well as get the links that you need, hit the website, commando.com, and then there's a link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come, there are 3 myths about your cell phone battery. I'm just going to say, hoo-hoo-hooey, that's not true. And then, of course, we have more of your phone calls and more tips and more of me, Kim Commando.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, if you're not getting our daily life hack and our daily tech update as a podcast, you're really missing out. Every single day, just 60 seconds, and then you're set for the tech world for that day. So wherever you get your podcast, search for Commando with a K, and then you get our daily tech update and our daily digital life hack. And by the way, on the podcast player, if you would do me a huge favor, do me a solid, make sure that you leave us a nice 5-star review. And if you have some time, just say a few kind words, because that always helps more people find our podcast. All righty, back to the phones we go with Bill in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hello there, Bill.
I was wanting to know if there was an easy way to set up a simple, low-budget website. I have my own domain. I've had it for years, but I've never really done much with it, especially getting any kind of a working site put up. I kind of noodled around with, I think it was Java a few years ago.
Ooh, that's a long time, yeah.
I didn't really do very well with it, to be honest.
So what do you want this website to do, Bill?
Well, I want to put my music on it, along with YouTube, but just like to have my own site.
So is it to house your music? Or, I mean, are you a musician, or is this your music collection?
No. Yeah, I'm a musician. I write songs, jingles, all that kind of stuff, produce them. And that was the intent. For the website, years ago, and, obviously, I just didn't get, it was one thing I didn't get done. I'm retired now, so I have a lot more time. And,
it's
just something I wanted to, fiddle with again.
Well, so, what a lot of folks do is they will put the music elsewhere and then link to it on their website, because you don't want to serve the music off of your own website. because you're talking about a lot of storage fees and streaming and hassles and things like that, versus just if you put stuff over at YouTube or even on SoundCloud, is that you can just embed it. Now, the good news is that you don't have to know Java anymore, okay? So you can use website builders like Wix.com or even Squarespace.com. A lot of musicians use Squarespace. And basically, you look at the templates that that either site has, and then you pick a template, and then you just kind of like fill in the blanks. And yours might be a little bit differently because you want to start adding links to SoundCloud or to YouTube, or so that this way you can start getting some more business, right?
Okay. I guess my next question is, would I be able to use my own domain name, or would it be that plus the whatever you said, Wix.com?
No, you can use your own domain. You can bring your bring the domain with you. When you sign up, you're going to say, I don't want to be at Wix.com, Hot Bill in Indianapolis, Indiana. Okay, I want to be the master of my own domain, and I just want to use your template and your servers, and okay. I want to be able to do everything that I want to do, and you're probably going to pay them anywhere between, say, $10 and $20 a month, which is, pretty incredible that you don't have to do all that. Now, if this is something that you want to learn, then with your own domain, you could set up what's called a WordPress site. And as a matter of fact, commando.com is all written on WordPress, and it's open source. They have templates as well. It's just the learning curve is a lot longer than just getting something up quick and dirty on Wix or Squarespace. So either you're going to look at Wix, Squarespace, or look at WordPress, and then you're going to incorporate that into your domain, and then all your music files, like put them on SoundCloud or put them on YouTube, so this way you're just going to embed it with that. But I think the first step is for you to take a look at the sites that I mentioned and determine how much time, effort, energy that you want to put into this. And just know, as you start going through this process, Bill, just the next time you have a question, just give me a call back and we'll take it to the next level. I just need you to do some preliminary research first, and then we can help you out to the next step. And thank you for your call. Hey, by the way, if you ever want to make money with your music, that's when you want to look at digital distribution services. They have names like CD Baby, TuneCore, and DistroKid, and they let you upload your music to the streaming platforms and the online store. So if you're wondering, like, well, how can I get my music inside Apple Music or Amazon Music or Spotify, that's the way to do it. Again, DistroKid, TuneCore, or CD Baby. Now, you can also sell your music directly to your fans. And so maybe if you have a music website that may be, and you got a strong social media following, that might be something that you want to do. Because then, of course, you keep 100% of all the profits. That's when you want to look at some online stores like Bandcamp and Gumroad. All right, so should you let your phone die every single day? Well, let me tell you, draining your phone's battery down to zero to make it last longer, that's the last thing that you want to do. So here are some other myths. A long time ago, draining your phone's battery to extend its life may have been true, and that's because the batteries, they weren't lithium ion, but now they are. So these modern batteries actually degrade faster if you zero them out. So the rule, keep your phone's battery level between 20 and 80%. Now, myth number two, use only the charger that came with your phone. Not so much. If you want to use a faster charger, just make sure that it's compatible with the device that you're using, or it might catch fire. And especially with Apple chargers, make sure that it says certified by Apple. And finally, number three, never ever use your phone while it's charging. Okay, it can generate heat, and most modern smartphones can actually handle it, but try to avoid it if at all possible. Hey, listen, if you learned just one thing or you laughed just one time, make sure that you tell three family members and friends about the Kim Komando Show, because knowledge is power.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.